Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot, or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
It's time to get back into church this Sunday.
Wake up, world. It's time for the William Malcolm Morning Show, where we encourage you to pursue your dreams and live a life filled with passion and purpose. So turn up your volume and prepare to be inspired. Now, here's your host, William Malcolm.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the William Malcolm Morning Show. This is Tiffany and William today, and guess what, you guys? I am going to be interviewing my husband, William Malcolm. I'm super excited about this. So get ready for a great show. Grab your tea, grab your coffee. I am lacking tea in studio today, so bear with me, but get ready. Eggs, bacon, turkey bacon, that is. Have a seat and enjoy the show. So, William, are you ready?
As ready, okay. Exactly. As ready as I will ever be. I'm a little, you know, normally I'm on the other side, but let's get it.
Let's get it. So, you guys, again, reminder, I'm interviewing my husband, and this is going to be a little scary for him, but super exciting for me.
I fear nothing.
Oh, that's better. I like it. Say it again.
I fear nothing but Jesus Christ and my God Savior.
Yes, that's right. That's right. All right. Well, I like to start the mornings off on a positive note. Can you give us a morning affirmation?
So you just got questions just zeroed in?
No, that's not a question.
Oh, a morning affirmation?
Yes.
So every morning, I get in my car. And,
give me a morning affirmation to start us off.
Oh, just for today?
Yeah, just for today.
We woke up today. God is good.
Okay, I'll take it. God is good. Y'all hear it? God is good. Everybody say it. God is good.
God is good.
Yeah, so I guess we can get started with the interview. Tell me something about yourself. Tell me who William Malcolm is. I know who William Malcolm is, but tell the audience who William Malcolm is.
This is what we really going to do today.
Yes. Yes. It might be some people just coming on. They don't know.
I'm a very passionate person. Mm-hmm. I'm growing. I think I'm in my lane right now. What I mean by that is that I found things that motivate me, mm-hmm. Encourage me.
Besides myself. Okay.
Besides you and my daughters. and I just really believe that I am continuing to grow to become a better person.
Okay. So tell me what William Malcolm does for a living daily that inspires him.
So what I do daily to inspire me, or what do I do?
No, what do you do?
Okay. So I am a fashion designer. Mm-hmm. I am a radio show host. Mm-hmm. I run a media company. Mm-hmm. I am a director for a national nonprofit that works with black males. Mm-hmm. I have a mentoring and educational program that we partner with a lot of local schools called the Dream Kings Leadership, thedreamkings.org. Work with about 600 young men every week with that program. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm leaving something out.
You are a good husband.
I'm a good husband, good father, handyman, all these type of things. Humble I am not.
This is true. I'm humble.
I've been told that, you know, one of the things that I was just joking with you with this week is that, and we have a joke around the house, is that
you do too much.
I stay doing too much. You know, they're going to give me a shirt. And sometimes, you know, I want to, you know, I'll say, well, maybe I should push back from that. But that's kind of who I am. So I'm just going to embrace it. You know, I think that if I, the spaces that I'm in, especially with the mentoring, you could never do too much.
Okay.
I'm working with primarily black males. And that's a population that oftentimes people aren't doing enough for.
Mm-hmm.
So if I show up in a big way with a big voice for them, it's just going to be better.
Okay, sounds good. So we're just going to back up a little bit. When I said, tell me who William Malcolm is today, go through one more time again and tell the folks that's listening you what you do, your businesses, the names, the titles.
Okay, William Malcolm Lux Collection. So you can, it's williammalcolmcollection.com.
Mm-hmm. But what is that?
That is my clothing line.
Thank you.
Bespoke suits.
Okay, there we go.
You know, fashion, I got you. Actually, and I have another brand, lapelcandy.com.
Mm-hmm. And that focuses on?
Putting, you know, lapel flowers on, embellishments, accessories.
Mm-hmm. What does William Malcolm focus on? William Malcolm Lux Collection.
Focuses on, you're really interviewing me, aren't you?
Yes. Okay. People need to know.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I really don't like to talk about myself.
It's I know. And that's why this is very important, because
so,
you don't.
Bespoke suits, custom suits. The story with that, that how that even came to be, as you already know, but I'll share with our listeners, I was in insurance and financial services. I was an executive with a major insurance company. I had an insurance agency. Then I became an executive with them, and I was unhappy every single day. I mean,
ladies and gentlemen,
my voice is cracking. See, it's cracking.
And he would come home with that unhappiness.
And that unhappiness, when you are unhappy with what you do on a daily basis, it trickles, it bleeds into every other aspect of your life. It bleeds into your family, it bleeds into your mentality, your sleep, or lack thereof with me. You know, I was at that time, I was still drinking.
Mm-hmm.
It's caused me to drink more. Shout out 15 years alcohol free. You know, you gave me the encouragement. Strong, say everybody out here, I don't care what you're doing, say strong black woman. you told me, after you heard me, you know, praying over our youngest daughter, Chelsea, I think I came out of, came out of her room. And I would always say, you can do whatever you want to do. And you say, well, you're not doing what you want to do.
Right.
And I remember at the time I'm thinking, what? I mean, because we were, had money, we were going on trips.
We were doing well.
We were doing well. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking, this is what most people.
We were doing well financially.
Financially, right. Most people that I know of do things to pay bills or finances. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily. At that point in my life, I had not really met too many people that were doing things to fulfill them, which in turn will lead to finances.
Yes.
So you told me to leave that. It was some lean times. lean.
It wasn't that lean.
It wasn't, well, for me, it was. Because I'm used to, you know,
it wasn't,
doing certain things and having a certain kind of way. And, you know, the thing about it is I started, so I left this company. Started the William Malcolm brand, had the, you know, took a year to develop the brand. That's how I learned branding.
Mm-hmm.
Got ready to launch that. And when I launched it, I'm like, I was mad.
Mm-hmm.
I was mad because nobody was buying no suits. Y'all wasn't buying suits. Nobody.
So and you then, had to overcome that.
I had to overcome it. And I launched it right when the economic downturn, that was with the housing market.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't know that there's a plant in harvest time, and then there's, you know, you plant the seeds. You don't plant a seed today
and you have
go back tomorrow and you got a tree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm impatient anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
what'd you say? I didn't hear you.
I'm impatient anyway.
Oh,
it's time
that's
for a commercial or something.
Okay,
you ask all these questions. You got
to
take a break, Ryan.
No, we do not.
What time is it?
So you're impatient.
Impatient. Mm-hmm. Impatient. And so that was a very difficult test. But at the same time, I launched. On the same time I walked away from this very successful career and started a brand, I gave up drinking and I really got into, gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. Savior, mm-hmm. got into an Ambassador Bible training program, which was like 2 years and very intensive. And I think that doing those things, giving up the one thing that I had been doing, which was the drinking mm-hmm. and, you know, the spirits. Look, I'm about to do. You know what I'm about to do now? And going to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That helped me. Because of all of the doubt, mm-hmm. people telling me, man, why you, you know, walk away.
It helped you, but it was also difficult. But it definitely
it was difficult,
helped
right.
you because in the past, when you were having difficulties, you would drink.
Right, I would drink.
Yes. So, but it definitely helped you once you begin to pour yourself more into
right.
The word and just discovering who you were. At
right,
that time.
Right.
And who you wanted to be in the future.
Who I wanted to be in the present and the future.
Correct. Yes.
You
yes,
know, I'm
yes.
trying to live more in the present mm-hmm. as a person. I'm just really trying because I think we can rob ourselves.
Yes.
The past will come. You can't do anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
The future, you can have anxiety worrying about that. The present is what it is. It's a present.
Yes.
So I'm really, you know, I'm really, someone has a lot of ideas and things I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm. I'm really just trying to live in the present and celebrate today.
Very good. Very good. Before we take a commercial break, let's touch on your media group really fast.
The William Malcolm Media Group. So that's WilliamMalcolmMediaGroup.com.
Mm-hmm.
We made our niche focusing on auto clients. So we actually direct. So we've done magazines
mm-hmm.
For clients. We've done graphics, textbooks.
Mm-hmm.
And we've really focused on commercials,
yes.
telling stories. And
mm-hmm.
I partner with a good friend of mine, Tony Austin of One Vision Media Group. We'll come together and we'll take on. So we've worked with, we've had commercials ran during this, not the Super Bowl, but what was the week before the championship game.
Right.
One of our clients' commercials ran.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, just getting in, telling the story. But there again, that came from learning how to tell my own story.
Yes.
And branding.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's something I really need to promote more. It's really a kind of word of mouth, building websites, things
mm-hmm.
like that. But, yeah, that's there. DreamKings.org. Check that out. Taking on new school districts next year.
Mm-hmm. And DreamKings.org is a mentoring.
Mentoring program.
Male
mentoring program for fourth graders through high school. To let them know their greatness inside. We focus on developing their passion so they can find their purpose and they can have their power.
Excellent, excellent. So we have William Malcolm Lux Collection, that's one. William Malcolm Media Group, that's two. And DreamKings.org, that's three.
And just for giggles, check out William Malcolm Morning Show, which
all
we're
right.
on right now.
Yes,
.com.
Yes, yes. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be back with more William Malcolm.
William Malcolm is back with more next.
Northland Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram is under new ownership, new management. The new Northland Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram remains a family-owned business and is considered to be the gold standard of auto dealerships. We are 100% committed to customer satisfaction and will do whatever we can to earn and retain your business. We are in the center of the Metro Detroit area, conveniently located on 8 Mile Road in Oak Park. Northland is the first and last place you will need to shop for a new or used car by Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, or Ram. Visit NorthlandChryslerJeepDodge.com or call 248-398-9200 to learn more.
When you're looking for a trusted, professional, and creative team using state-of-the-art technology to capture your precious life moments and events, choose the second-to-none company for videography and live multimedia services.
One Vision Media Group.
Call us today at 1-800-764-3110 or visit our website at onevisionmediagroup.com. That's the number one, visionmediagroup.com. One Vision Media Group.
Our focus is on you.
Style, swag, and information overload. The William Malcolm Morning Show is live on Faith Talk Detroit.
Welcome back to William Malcolm Morning Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live at WLQV, FM 92.7 and AM 1500. And I am interviewing Mr. William Malcolm himself, my husband. So if you are just joining us from the break, we were just going over who William Malcolm is to myself, our family, and the world. And I'm excited about that because he doesn't really talk about himself too much. So I'm giving him a little bit of glow in this February, this Black History Month, his birthday weekend, ladies and gentlemen.
Now you put my business in the street. My business in the street.
So if you see William Malcolm on the street, just say happy birthday this weekend, okay? Because it is a celebration for us. But getting back to who William Malcolm is, just recapping for those that are coming back to studio. He is a loving husband and father and so much more to many people. William Malcolm has a design collection, William Malcolm Lux Collection. He has a mentoring group, the Dream Kings, as well as a media group, William Malcolm Media Group. And on that note, I'm going to ask some questions. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, because you said you fear nothing, right?
Nope, I don't. I'm sorry.
All right, Mr. Malcolm, tell me, what does community mean to you?
Community means to me is making sure that your neighbor, and when I mean neighbor, I just mean making sure that everybody's taken care of.
Okay.
You know, how can one person be successful if you're leaving behind people? And as someone who works in the community, I love what's happening with Detroit and revitalization. I'm working on, would challenge anyone doing the work to invest in the schools, because the first thing that I look at when I go into a city or a new community is I look at the education system. I look at how vibrant the students and the children are.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, education is definitely just making sure that our families are taken care of. There should not be any lack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. Today, and I'm talking about today, tell me how you are feeling. Well, I should say, how are you mentally, physically, and emotionally?
I feel great.
All right.
All right. No, I feel great.
We're on the eve of your birthday?
You really are putting everything out there. Wow. I mean, like, you know, it's enough.
Just saying, it's a milestone.
Yeah, folks. You know what? And even with that, you know, some folks knew my birthday and said, you don't ever talk about it, blah, blah, blah. And that's just probably some things just from childhood. But, no, it is definitely a time. I feel good. Someone who's kind of taken on the torch of fitness, mm-hmm. from you some years back, and just body feels great, mental feels great.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let you know that when I tried to bring my husband into fitness, he was rebellious, okay? But he did listen to me years later, and he began his journey himself.
Yeah,
when it was his time.
And you know what I'll say? Not necessarily rebellious. It just wasn't where I was, think I needed to focus, and I didn't see the benefits of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I started to, and I can be kind of hard headed as well. Mm-hmm. But then when I started
what does that mean?
That means that you don't listen at times.
Okay.
But but then you're having fun, aren't you? But then when I started to really get into it, a lot of the seeds that you had planted started to grow. Things that you had talked about eating, you know, fitness, watch what you're putting in your body, all of those type of things have, you know, have taken root.
Mm-hmm. And just the whole fitness goes beyond just the physical. It's also the mental.
Mm-hmm.
It helps a lot with our mental. Sometimes people, when you talk about fitness and wellness, they kind of skip past the mental portion of it, but it helps a lot mentally. So you may not be seeking to have the best body under the sun. You may be seeking.
I am.
Well, others may be seeking mental health, and working out, moving your body daily helps with mental as well.
Yep. I want to be the most fit person in the AARP meetings. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But to be serious though, you know, mental, is something that I started doing. I've been a person that oftentimes we have a lot of ideas, you know, they have to live somewhere. And a lot of times they were always living in my head,
mm-hmm.
Which would cause me oftentimes to not sleep, have long time issues with sleeping. So I started doing mindfulness a couple of years ago. And then from there just led to, getting into just therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So when so definitely when I'm talking about just body fitness, I'm talking nutrition, mental, as well as the physical.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can have one
without having
the other.
Mm-hmm. You can, but it's best to try and work on.
And I'm gonna put a little something out there. Tiffany, you would always tell me, because like a lot of guys, when we first start working out, all we want to work out is our chest, everything below the waist. We don't want to do because nobody can really see that. So I would wonder why sometimes my back would hurt when I do certain things. But then when I started training my lower body,
mm-hmm.
that has gone away because now my lower body is catching up.
Yes. So.
And then I didn't want to have, you know, spaghetti legs,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yes. Top and bottom, ladies and gentlemen, a full body, okay? You cannot walk around here looking like a buffed up SpongeBob, all right? You have to work on top and bottom. So moving on past that, I'm going to ask you a question that, you know, I'm going to tee you up for a good response. Just giving you a little heads up that I should be included on that response.
Okay.
So. But if you had two tickets, two airline tickets, and you had the freedom to go anywhere in the world and take anyone that you want to, who would you take and where would you go? Two free airline tickets anywhere.
I would take, let me think about this. Who would I take?
You better think real fast.
I would take my beautiful wife, mm-hmm, you,
mm-hmm.
and I would like to fly to Africa. That is the place that I would like to visit. I don't really have any other countries specifically yet.
Or continents.
Continents. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, continents. Thank you.
Countries or continents, you
yes,
know.
Yes,
yes. Bunch of countries inside of Africa.
Yes, yes. That's what I thought. That's mm-hmm. what I thought it was, mm-hmm. countries. When you say continent.
Well,
Africa is...
a continent.
I said fly. Let's just get off.
Okay.
We got 2-3 minutes left.
Okay.
You know, but no, that's where I would like to go.
Okay. So the main question, the main answer is you would take me.
Yes, I would take you.
And you would like to go to
I want to keep living.
Yes. And you want to stay married.
Yes.
And you would like to go to some part of Africa.
Yes.
Okay.
That is it.
Okay. Sounds good. Very good answer. So moving on from that. Today, what would you do in the next coming week or 2 weeks or year that you would see yourself? I should say, what would you like to do in your businesses, in your life, in your family? What would you like to do to make change within the next year?
Create self-sustaining generational wealth for my family.
That's a really good question. I mean, a really good answer.
You see, it was no hesitation, right?
Yes, very good, very good. All right, Mr. Malcolm, give the audience something.
I like how you keep putting some respect on it. Mister, keep going.
Okay,
William. Call me that at home, Mister.
William. Got to bring you back down. William.
Oh, man.
Give our listeners some encouragement. Give our listeners, our young men that may be listening, our parents, give them some encouragement to go forth for the upcoming month.
You are greater than any mistake that you've ever made. And what I mean by that is oftentimes, I'll just use myself as an example. Oftentimes, you know, mistakes, fumbles, things that we may have done will haunt you, and they haunt your presence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've already talked about stay in the present, but, you know, we're planners, you know, and so they can also haunt your future. So many times I've met grown men, I've met young men, and even myself, mm-hmm. where the mistakes rob you. Mm-hmm. And we have to learn, you know, one of the greatest shooters out there, Steph Curry, and something I always tell my mentees is that he misses more than he makes. Mm-hmm. So if he focused on every shot that he missed and didn't take another one, mm-hmm. he wouldn't be who he is. And yes. So the great people, they have a very short memory. Mm-hmm. If they forget something or they miss something, or they mess something up, they just continue.
That's good.
And I just think that that is something that I have tried to put in my life. I try not to focus on mm-hmm. the things, the missed shots or the miscues or not speaking well. And that's just what I would like to get out there.
All right. That sounds good. This has been a joy interviewing you. Before we get
I
off the air here,
too.
Give me your superpower. What's your superpower? What would you say your superpower is?
I can walk in any room and feel and find a way to feel comfortable and make someone else feel comfortable.
That's awesome. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. William Malcolm himself.
Mr. William Malcolm himself. I want to be called Mr.
And his superpowers. And happy birthday, love.
Thank you.
This is a great year for us.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Again, WLQV FM 92.7 and AM 1500, William Malcolm Morning Show. And we are out. Have a great day.
The William Malcolm Morning Show.
Sponsored by William Malcolm Lux Collection.